ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಆಪ್ಯಾಯಂತು ಮಮಾಂಗಾನಿ ವಾಗ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುಶ್ರೋತ್ರಂ ಅಥೋ ಬಲಮಿಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಚ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ಸರ್ವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೋಪನಿಷದಂ ಮಾಹಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕುರ್ಯಾಂ ಮಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕರೋತ್. ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಅಸ್ತು, ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಮೇ ಅಸ್ತು. ತದಾತ್ಮನಿ ನಿರತೇ ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸು ಧರ್ಮಾಃ ತೇಮಯಿ ಸಂತು, ತೇಮಯಿ ಸಂತು. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಛಾಂದೋಕ್ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 1 ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ 7 ಸಪ್ತಮ ಖಂಡ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ತ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ ಒನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಉಪಾಸನ, ಮೇನ್ ಉಪಾಸನ, ದಿ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಉಪಾಸನ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಅಂಗಿ ಉಪಾಸನ. ಸೊ ಆಸ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೇನ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ 5 ಸಪೋರ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಸಬ್ಸಿಡಿಯರಿ ಉಪಾಸನಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದಿ ಅಂಗ ಉಪಾಸನಾಸ್. ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ವಿ ಡಿಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೆಬಿನಾರ್. ಐ ಎಮ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ರಿಫ್ರೆಷಿಂಗ್. ವೇರ್ ಫೈವ್ ಪ್ಯಾರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದೇವತಾಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಮ್ಯೂಚುವಲಿ ರಿಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟೆಡ್, ಆಶ್ರಯ ಆಶ್ರಯಿ ಭಾವೇನ ಸಂಬಂಧ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಆಲಂಬನಂ ದ ಸಿಂಬಲ್ ವರ್ the rig and the sama. So the first pair was prithivi and agni, the second pair was antariksham and vayuhu, third pair was dyauhu and adityah, and the fourth one is nakshatrani and chandramaha, and the fifth one is shukla bhaha and krishna bhaha, the bright and dark portions of the sun, sunspot or whatever you may say. So we also saw the very same 5 upasanas are done on another alambanam also, namely sa and amaha. When you take sama, you split it as sa and amaha. So upon sa, the 5 devatas were meditated, and on amaha, another 5 devatas were meditated. So and all these come under anga upasanas. And then we entered into the angi upasana from the 6.5th ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಆನ್ವರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಯಶಃ ಅಂತರಾದಿತ್ಯೆ ಹಿರಣ್ಮಯ ಪುರುಷ. ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಆನ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ದಿ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ಕೇಮ್, ದ ಅಂಗಿ ಉಪಾಸನ. ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಉಪಾಸನ, ಅಂಗಿ ಉಪಾಸನ ಆರ್ ಮಾಯಾ ಸಹಿತ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಆರ್ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ ಉಪಾಸನ. ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸಿನಾನಿಮ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಲೆಸ್ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ ಈಸ್ ಆಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಅ ಫಾರ್ಮ್, ಎ ಕಲರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ವಿಶಿಷ್ಟ ಗುಣ ಸಂಪನ್ನ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಉಪಾಸನ ಆರ್ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ ಉಪಾಸನ. ದಿಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಈ ಸಗುಣ ಉಪಾಸನ. ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಕೇರ್ಫುಲ್. ದೆನ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್, ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ದ ಪ್ರತೀಕ ಉಪಾಸನ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಲೆಸ್ ಮಾಯಾ ವಿಶಿಷ್ಟ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ, ವೇರ್ ವಿ ಇನ್ವೋಕ್ ದ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ ಇನ್ ದ ಸಿಂಬಲ್ ವಿಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅ ಫಾರ್ಮ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಜನರಲಿ ಓಂಕಾರ ಈಸ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಆಸ್ ಪ್ರತೀಕಂ. When I use all these words like pratika, malambanam, I expect all of them should be fairly familiar now. So Omkara has got guna. So invoke the Parameshwara in Omkara and do upasana. Similarly, Shivalinga, Salagrama, all of them. They are all pratikams, all pratika upasanas, symbols. And when we do upasana, a location or sthanam is necessary where the Parameshwara is invoked. Here it is Surya Mandalam. That is a sthana. So here 6 gunas were attributed to Parameshwara, namely Hiranmayatvam, that is golden colored, then Kapyasam, Pundarikam, Iva Akshini, that is the eyes are like lotus-eyed Bhagavan, and Uddnama, that is the third one, transcending all papas. So Papa Rahityam, without any sense, Uddnama, and then fourth one is Rik Sama Geshnatvam, that is the Viswarupa Upasana. I explained all these things in detail in the previous webinar. And the fifth one is Udgitatvam. The Lord Himself is called Udgita. And finally, Urdva Loka Kama Ishatvam. He is the Lord of the upper world. And in the next section, He will be called the Lord of the lower world also. So we saw up to this in the last week. So if anybody has any issue in refreshing, please refer to the webinar of the last week. Now, these are all Adideva Upasanas, and in the next section, section 7, we get the Adhyatma Upasana, where the Sthanam is the right eye. This also we mentioned in the last webinar, Dakshina Akshihi, right eye. Now, let us read that portion.
Athadhyatmam vage varukha pranasama tadedadetasyam ruchi adyudagum sama tasmad ruchi adyudakam samagiyate vage vasa pranomattat sama chakshure varukha atma sama tadedadetasyam ruchi adyudagum sama tasmad ruchi adyudagum samagiyate chakshure vasa atma maha tat sama shrotrame varuk manas sama tadedatedasyam ruchi adyudagum sama tasmad ruchi adyudagum samagiyate shrotrame vasa mano maha tat sama atayadeda dakshnya shuklambaha sai varuk atayannilam paraha krishnam tat sama tadedatedasyam ruchi adyudagum sama tasmad ruchi adyudagum sama giyate atayadevayeta dakshnaha shuklambaha saivasa atayannilam paraha krishnam tadamaha tat sama.
So after the Adi Daiva Upasana, we are getting now the Adhyatma Upasana, similar to the previous Upasanas. Here also there is one Angi Upasana and Anga Upasanas also. So the Angi Upasana is what? Is Visishta, Guna, Sampanna, Parameshwara only. But the Gunas are different slightly from the previous one. So the Sthanam also is different. There it was the Aditya Mandalam, in the Surya Mandalam was the place. Here it is Dakshina Akshi, that is the right eye. Similarly, Anga Upasanas are also on Rik Sama, that is one pair, and Sa and Amaha, that is another pair only. So, same Alambanam. Here the Devatas will be Adhyatma Devatas, and that is the difference between that and here. So, first Anga Upasanas are mentioned up to the fourth mantra that we just read. That's the first Anga Upasana. Here, on Rik and Sama, four pairs of Devatas are meditated. And there it was five Devatas. Here it is four pairs of Devatas. What is the first pair? Vak and Prana. Prana Devatas. Vak and Prana Devatas. That is, Vak is seen on Rik and Prana is seen on Sama. And the second pair is Chakshuhu and Atma, the Waker, Vishwa, Jagrat Purushaha. That is Atma here. And the third one is Shrotram and Manaha, the ears and the mind. And the fourth pair is Shuklabhaha, the brighter part of the eye. As we had the brighter part of the sun earlier, here it is brighter part of the eye, and Krishna Bhaha, darker part of the eye. So in the Adi Deva Upasana, we took the brighter and darker part of sun. And sun is the Devata for the eye. So these four pairs of Devatas, which are interconnected also. So Vak and Prana, for example, a person cannot speak without Prana Shakti. Then Chakshuhu and Waker, because Waker can experience the world only with the eyes. And Shrotram and Manaha, Shrutihi, through hearing only, mind gets knowledge. Shruti, Veda, knowledge. One gets knowledge through hearing only. And because Shruti is what is heard. And finally, our perception depends on both the black and dark spot, the bright spots of our eyes. So these are the four pairs of Devatas to be meditated upon, Rik and Sama Alambanam. Later on, the same four pairs of Devatas are meditated upon, Sa and Amaha, as Alambanam, as we saw earlier. So these are all Anga Upasanas, and Angi Upasana or Akshigata Parameshwara Upasana that comes in the fifth and the sixth mantras that we will read. Because these are similar to what we read last time. I'm just going through.
Ataya Yeshaha Antarikshini Purusho Drishyate Saivarukam తత్ సామం తదుక్తం తద్యజుః తద్ బ్రహ్మ తస్య ఏతస్య తదేవ రూపం యం యదముష్య రూపం యావముష్య గేష్ణౌ తౌ గేష్ణౌ యన్నామ తన్నామః స ఏషయే చ ఏతస్మాదర్వాంచో లోకాః తేషాంచ ఈష్టే మనుష్య కామానాం చేతి తద్య ఇమే వీణాయాం గాయంతి ఏతం తే గాయతి గాయంతి తస్మాత్ తే ధనసనయః.
ఇన్ దీస్ టూ మంత్రాస్ ది అంగి ఉపాసన ఇస్ గివన్. హియర్ ఆల్సో ది పరమేశ్వర అలోన్ ఇస్ ది ఉపాస్య దేవత ఎండోడ్ విత్ విశేష గుణాస్, విశేష గుణ సంపన్న ఉపాసన. వేర్ ఆర్ వాట్ ఆర్ ది గుణాస్ ఆఫ్ పరమేశ్వర నౌ? మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ ఆర్ సిమిలర్ టు ఆది దైవ ఉపాసన ఓన్లీ, వేర్ వి మెన్షన్డ్ సిక్స్ గుణాస్ విచ్ ఆర్ టు బి ఎక్స్టెండెడ్ హియర్ ఆల్సో. అండ్ వాట్ ఆర్ ద గుణాస్? హిరణ్మయత్వం, గోల్డెన్. సో దిస్ ఉపాసన ఈస్ నోన్ అస్ హిరణ్మయ పురుష ఉపాసన. అండ్ కప్యాసం పుండరీకం ఇవ అక్షిణి, లార్డ్ హ్యాస్ బ్రిలియంట్ ఐస్ లైక్ ద లోటస్ ఫ్లవర్. అండ్ ఉద్ నామత్వం ఈస్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ బియాండ్ ఆల్ పాపాస్, సర్వ పాప అతీతత్వం. అండ్ రిక్ సామ గేష్ణత్వం, సో సర్వాత్మత్వం, ఆల్ దిస్ ఈస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. అండ్ ఉద్ గీతత్వం, వన్ ఆఫ్ ది వన్ హూ ఈస్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్ బై ఆల్ పీపుల్. సో దట్ ఈస్ సో వన్ హూ ఈస్ సంగ్ బై ఆల్. సో దీస్ ఫైవ్ గుణాస్ ఆర్ రెపిటేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆది దైవ ఉపాసన ఓన్లీ హియర్ ఆల్సో. Therefore, the Upanishad does not separately mentions them. It puts a ditto mark. You know, ditto mark is called Adideshaha. That is, whatever is said in the Adideva Upasana has to be extended to Adideshtavyaha, to the Adhyatma Upasana also. So, all these are common ones. And there are some uncommon attributes also to be seen in this particular Upasana. There we said that Hiranmaya Purushaha is the Lord of the Upper Loka. ఊర్ధ్వలోక కామ ఈషత్వం, దట్స్ వాట్ వి సెడ్ అట్ దట్ టైమ్. దట్ ఈస్ ది అధ్యాత్మ, దట్ ఈస్ ది ఆదిత్య మండలస్య పురుష. దట్ ఈస్ దట్ ఈస్ హౌ వి వర్షిప్ ద లార్డ్ దేర్. పరమేశ్వర, హీఈస్ ద లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ద అప్పర్ లోక అండ్ అప్పర్ ప్లెషర్స్ ఆల్సో. వెరాస్ ఇన్ ది అధ్యాత్మ ఉపాసన హీఈస్ ది లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ద లోవర్ లోకాస్, అదో లోక కామ ఈషత్వం. దిస్ ఈస్ ది సిక్స్త్ అట్రిబ్యూట్. So another attribute is given here, which is Aishwaryatvam, Lord of all wealth. But the Upanishad does not directly say that, but in an indirect way it says. How it says? It says, if a musician, he sings the glory of this Akshi Mandala Gatha Lord, there Surya Mandala Gatha Lord, he says Akshi Mandala Gatha Lord with Veena Ganam. He has a Veena, great Veena musician. He with Veena Ganam, if he does Upasana, sings the glory, Yime Veenayam Gayanti, in Shloka 6, then that musician will get plenty of wealth. Te Dhanasanayaha Bhavanti, he becomes very rich. By this we infer what? That the Lord should be full of Aishwaryatvam. That is another attribute which is uncommon to the previous ones. Thus, we have got seven attributes here, all, and there is another difference also in this Upasana. What is the difference? Sthana. The Sthana is also, location is also different. There it was Aditya Mandala, and here it is Dakshina Akshi, the right eye. So, Vishesha Guna Sampannam Parameshwara Upasana. Now, after talking about the Angi Upasana, the section concludes with the Palashruti. In mantras 7, 8 and 9 that we will read.
Ataya eta devam vidvan sama gayati ubhausa gayati somu naivam sa yesha yecham amushmat parancho lokaha tagascha apnoti deva kamagascham ata anenaiva yecham etasmadarvancho lokaha తాగశ్చ ఆప్నోతి మనుష్య కామాగశ్చ తస్మాదుహ ఏవం విత్ ఉద్ఘాత బ్రూయాత్ కంతే కామమాగాయానితి ఏష హేవ కామమాగానస్య ఈష్టే కామగానస్య ఈష్టే యయేవం విద్వాన్ సామగాయతి సామగాయతి. In this Palashruti, the Upanishad gives palam for both Adideva Upasana and Adhyatma Upasana together. So Shankaracharya says both Upasanas should be practiced together. They are not independent Upasanas. So which both? The Aditya Mandala Gata Parameshwara Upasana and Akshi Gata Parameshwara Upasana. Adideivam and Adhyatmam. That should go hand in hand. That is section 6 and 7. That is, both sections become one Upasana only. So in Brahma Sutras also, both are discussed in one Adhikaranam called Antaradhikaranam. That is in Brahma Sutras 1, 120 and 21. We have already told about this earlier to show that they are one and the same. And what is the palam for this? In whatever form and attributes the Lord is meditated upon, all those attributes come to me also. Because what is the rule? The rule of Upasana is what? Yatha yatha upaste tadeva bhavati. As one does Upasana, one becomes the same way. So if the Lord is seen as a transcendental one, beyond all papas, the pana will be what? The Upasaka also will become free from all papas. He will become Shuddha. He will become pure. And secondly, Parameshwara was said to be the Lord of the upper lokas and lower lokas. So also, this Upasaka also will become powerful to rule the lower lokas while living and the upper lokas after when Marana Anantaram, after death. So he will also get Loka Ishatvam, and not only Kama Ishatvam cha, he will be the Lord of all pleasures of this world and the other world also. That is why the Upanishad says, Deva Kamamsya Ishte, in the 7th mantra, in the last word. And in the 8th mantra, Manushya Kamamsya Ishte. He will get both of them, both the pleasures. And incidentally, we should remember, this is the palam for Sakama Upasana. We should keep track of that also always. Sakama Upasana. For Nishkama Upasana, we know what is the palam. The palam is Chitta Shuddhi, Chitta Naishalyam, Chitta Yekagrata, Chitta Samskara, Chitta Vaishalyam, all that. So with this, the 7th section is over. So 6 and 7, both the sections, that should be read together. And the topic was what? Vishesha Guna Sampanna Parameshwara Upasana. Now let us go to the next section. The next two sections, namely the 8th section and 9th section, they also should be read together, like the 6th and 7th sections. Here also the topic is what? Parameshwara Upasana only. In the previous one, it was Vishesha Guna Sampanna Parameshwara Upasana. The Vishesha Gunas being Hiranmayatvam and all that thing that we saw. But in this section, it is going to be Parovariyatva Guna Visishta Parameshwara Upasana. I will explain all this. Parovariyatva Guna Visishta Parameshwara Upasana. Parovariyatva. Paraha means the supreme. Variyan, the greatest, greater than all the devatas. So Deva Devottamaha. So Varaha, Variyan, comparative degree. Greater than all the gods. So Parascha, Variyamscha, Variyamscha, Parovariyan. The supreme Lord and superior to all devatas. And Parameshwara is meditated, endowed with this one attribute only. Previously we had many attributes. Here the alambanam is Udgita, as before. So the final Upasana is what? Parovariyatva Guna Visishta Parameshwara Drishtya Udgita Upasana. I hope now we all understand all this. So we are going to meditate upon Omkara only here. But in the Omkara, we invoke the Lord, who is Parovariyatva Guna Visishta Parameshwara. Because one cannot actually meditate on Parameshwara, being avyaktaha, cannot see him, so no form. So we invoke the formless Parameshwara in the formed Omkara and do Upasana. Okay. This glory of Parameshwara is revealed through a story, through an episode. And what is the episode? Three students, it seems, they meet together. And each has got two names. Remembering one name is itself is very difficult. Each one has got two names. Therefore, we'll give only one name here for the sake of convenience. So, Shilakaha and Dantyaha. They are two, the Brahmanas. These are two Brahmana students, Shilakaha and Dantyaha. And there is a Pravahanaha who is a Kshatriya student. All three are classmates. So they meet and discuss the Udgita. That's what they discuss, not any movies. And what is the Ashrayam for the Udgita? Ashraya Vichara is what they are talking. What is the Ashrayam for Udgita? That is the Vichara, that is the inquiry. So they go on asking questions. The Ashraya for each answer they will ask. If you give an answer, they will ask, what is the Ashraya for that? What is the support for that? They will keep on asking. So, and the series goes on. So one student, he discusses the series to some extent. And the second one continues, and finally the third one goes up to Parameshwara. And after Parameshwara, there is no further Ashraya. Therefore, Parameshwara eva mula ashrayaha or parayana. It is like discussion of parentage. Who is his father and his father and his father? Finally, what is the answer? What is the paramavadihi? The Lord alone is the paramavadihi. This is the episode to be discussed in these two sections. We will read first five mantras of section 8 because they are all attributed to one student. The next two mantras are attributed to the next two students and so on. Ashtama khandaha. Trayoha udgite kushala babuvuho shilakaha shalavatyaha chaikitayano dalbyaha pravahano jaivali rithi. So pravahanaha jaivali, both are his name. Teha uchuhu udgite vai kushala smaha. Hanta udgite katamvada mayiti tateti hiksam upavivishuhum saha pravahanum jaivaliruvacham bhagavantau agrevadatham brahmanayorvadataha vadatohum vajagshroshyamiti saha shilakaha shala valtyaham chaikitayanam dalbyamuvacham hantatvam Prichaniti, Pricheti ho vacham, Ka samno gatirati, Swarayiti ho vacham, Swarasya ka gatirati, Pranayiti ho vacham, Pranasya ka gatirati, Annamiti ho vacham, Annasya ka gatirati, Apayiti ho vacham, Apam ka gatirati, Asau lokayiti ho vacham, Amushya lokasya ka gatiriti, nasvargam lokam, atinayediti ho vacham, svargam vayam lokagum samam, abhisam stapayamaha, svargasam stavagumhi sameti. Mostly you may be able to understand. So the three students said, why don't we discuss on Udgita? And then Pravahana, the Kshatriya, said that I will not take part in this discussion. You two Brahmins, you discuss, I will listen. Being a Kshatriya, he gives due respect to the Brahmanas. These are those days' stories. Shows his humility also. But ultimately, we will see that Pravahana only knows the final answer than the other two. So, both in Chandukya Upanishad and Brahadaranyaka Upanishad, often we see the Kshatriyas are more learned people. In Brahadaranyaka Upanishad, we see Janaka being a great teacher also. And another famous Kshatriya is Pravahana. So, in his another name is Jaivali also, Jaivali. So, Pravahana Jaivali. Then the first Brahmin, his call is Shilkaha. He told the other Brahmin, I will ask you questions and you keep answering. I only can ask questions. You keep answering. So, he asked him the question, Ka Gatihi Samnaha. Here, Sama means the Udgita. So, since this is the important part of Samaveda, Ka Samnaha Gatihi. Gatihi means Ashraya or support. So, what is the support of Samaveda or precisely the Udgita? That is the question. Then he gives the answer, Swaraha Iti. Shabdaha or voice, that is the Ashraya. That is true because without proper Shabda or Swara, one cannot chant Udgita. And then the first Brahmin asks, what is the support of Swara? Pranaha iti. If one does not have good Prana Shakti, he cannot have good Swara at all. So swarasya gatihi pranaha. Then he asks, ka pranasya gatihi. He says annam, food, because prana survives because of food only. And the next question is annasya gatihi kaha. He says apaha. To get lot of food, we need waters, rains. So vrishtidvara eva anna samriddhi syat. So annasya ashrayaha apaha, waters. And the next question is apam ashrayaha kaha. Answer is swargalokaha, the upper worlds, because rain comes from the clouds, the upper world. Don't say it is already in the ocean and all those things. That water in the ocean is not useful water. You know, there is a play called Hamlet written by Shakespeare. Water, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. So that water is not drinkable water, even though there is a lot of water, unless it comes back as rain. And asav lokaha or urdva lokaha or swarga lokaha is ashrayaha for this. And all these are all the second Brahmin's answers. Then the first Brahmin student asks, swarga lokasya gatihi ka. So he answers, swarga loka alone is the ultimate gatihi. He asks the question, what is the support of swarga loka? He says, that is ultimate. You should not ask for further support for this. So don't ask beyond. Really speaking, swarga loka is not the parashreha. That is not the one. So dalbhyaha, the other student, he knows this much alone. Then the first Brahmin says, your knowledge is incomplete. Therefore, dalbhyaha goes up to swarga loka, given up to the fifth mantra. So we will pick it up from here. Sixth and the seventh mantras we will leave. So whatever we said so far is up to the sixth mantra, that fifth mantra. So, sixth and seventh mantra we will read. Tagumha shilakaha shalavatyaha chaikitayanam dalbhyam uvacham apratishtitam vaikilam te dalbhyasamam yastve tarhi bruyan murdhate vipatishyatiti murdhate vipatetidhi khantahame tad bhagavato vedanitim Vidhiti ho vacham amushya lokasya kagati riti ayam lokaiti ho vacham asya lokasya kagati riti na pratishtam lokam arti naye diti iti ho vacham pratishtam ayam lokagum samam abhisam stapayamaha pratishta sagstavagumhi sameti. So when the Dalbhya said that Udgitasya Paramaha Ashrayaha is Swargaloka, then the first Brahmana says, you are not correct. Because Swargaloka is not the ultimate Pratishta. Because Swargaloka is also Antavate. It also has got end. As we saw in the Bhagavad Gita 8th chapter, Tetam Bhuktvam Swargalokam Vishalam Kshine Punye Martyalokam Vishanti. So, Swargaloka also is Parichinnaha. So, he gets angry and says, you are making a big mistake. Therefore, what will you get? Your head will burst. Murdhate vipatishyati. In Samaveda, in Chandogya Upanishad, in many places you will get, in Chandogya, many places we are getting this expression. So, not that somebody's head is going to explode, but this is the expression. So, if you say that there is further ashraya, now I will ask the question and now you answer. So, that is how they switch. So, he asks, amushya lokasya ka gatihi? What is the gati for that? And Shilaka answers, ayam lokaha. Bhuloka is the ashraya for swargaloka also. Why? Because in the swargaloka, all the devatas, they receive their food only from the oblations given by people on earth. So, Indra yaswaha, Varuna yaswaha, Prajapati yaswaha. So, when we give oblations, that oblations alone go as food to all the devatas. Therefore, swarga lokasya pratishta ayam lokaha. So, bhuloka has got another name, Pratishta Lokaha. supporting world. In fact, for all other lokas, food is exported from Bhuloka only, whether it is Pitruloka, Swargaloka, Brahmaloka. For Pitruloka also, all the tarpanas and that people do. All that, that water, that they alone goes as food and water to them. And then again, Dalbiha asks, what is the support of Bhuloka? But Srilaka knows only this much. He does not, he says, don't ask further. Bhuloka alone is the Parama Ashraya, the ultimate. At that time, the Kshatriya, Pravahana, he comes. He says, you also don't know. Even Bhuloka is not the ultimate Ashraya. You made a mistake. So what will happen? Your head also will burst. Murdhate vipatishyati. And that is given in the last mantra that we will read. Tagumha pravahano jaivaliruvacham antavaddhai kilam te shalavatya samam yastvetarhi bruyan murdhate vipatishyati thi murdhate vipadedithi hantahame tad bhagavato vedaniti vidditiho vacham iti ashtamakhandaha. So now Pravahana, he tells Shilakaha, Bhuloka is not ultimate ashraya. So both Brahmanas turn towards Pravahana and they say, please teach us, we will listen. And Pravahana the Kshatriya will teach Parama Ashrayaha of the Parameshwara. So in the next section, Pravahana's teaching of Parovariyasya Gunavisitta Parameshwara. That is what the story is about. Parovariyasya Gunavisitta Parameshwara. That's what we said at the beginning. So that is how it is explained through the story. So this section is only an introduction. Parameshwara Upasana comes in the on Udgita only in the next section, section number 9. Navama Khandaha. Let us read. Asya lokasya kagati riti. When we say asya lokasya, for this loka kagati, what is the ultimate? What is the support? Akashagiti ho vacham sarvani hava imani bhutani akasha deva samutpadyante akasham pratyastanyanti akasho heva yebhyaha jnayanam akasha parayanam sa esha parovariyanudgitaha sa esho anantaha parovariyo hasya bhavati parovariya soha lokan jayati ya eta devam vidwan parovariyagumsam udgitam upaste tagumha eta mati dhanvashau nakaha udara shandilyaya utpo vacham yavatta yenam prajayam udgitam vedishyante parovariyoha ebhyaham tavadasmin loke jivanam bhavishyati tatham amushpin loke lokayiti saya etamevam vidvanupaste parovaryaye vaham asya asmin loke jivanam bhavati tatamushpin loke lokayiti loke lokayiti iti navama khandaham. So both Brahmins, both the Brahmin boys, they ask the question to Pravahana. Asya lokasya ka gatihi. What is the support for this loka? Then Pravahana gives the answer. Akasha is the final ashraya. Akasha. And the main point is to be noted is what? Akasha means Parameshwaraha in this section. Parameshwara is Akasha. How can we say Akasha is Parameshwara? This also we can justify in many ways. Akashavat sarvagataha asangaha ekaha iti akashaha. It is also, it is all pervading, it is untouched by anything, it is one. So one who is sarvagataha ekaha asangaha. Therefore he is known as akasha, the parameshwara. That is one meaning. And the second meaning is, it can be derived from the root akashaha, its cause means to shine, prakashaha. That they all came from this root only. So akashaha means asamantat kashate iti akashaha. A means samantat. So that is all places sarvatra ityartaha. In all places it shines. And kasate prakashate shines. So that which shines everywhere. Sarvagata chaitanyam. That is the one. And the word Akasha is specially taken for discussion in Brahma Sutra in the Akasha Adhikarana. That is 1122. 2021 we already saw the earlier section, 22. Because there is a lot of things that are given in Brahma Sutra based on Chandogya Upanishad. So where the Sutra analyzing the meaning of the word Akasha and Shankaracharya establishes Akasha, Brahmatallingate is the Sutram there. Akashaka Brahmatallingat is a sutra, but we will see it at that time. So, where the sutra analyzes the meaning of the word Akasha. And why we say Akashaka is Parameshwara? Shankaracharya gives the argument that all the attributes or glories of Parameshwara are mentioned here. They are all attributed to Akasha. So, what are the glories of Parameshwara? We find in this, all this in this mantra as we just read. Sarvani Hava Imani Bhutani Akasha Deva Samutpadyante. The whole creation, Sarvani Imani Bhutani, whole creation is born out of Akasha, Akasha Deva Samutpadyante. And dissolves into Akasha, Akasham Prati Astamyanti. And actually we also know from the scriptures, Yatova Imani Bhutani Jayante. Ye najata nijivanti yat prayante visham visanti. Again, Taittiriya Upanishad. So, Parameshwara alone is Jagat Karanam, we know. Here the Upanishad says, Akasha is Jagat Karanam. So, Akasha is Parameshwaraha, Kasmate Jagat Karana Lingat. Anyway, so final meaning is what? Akashaha is Parameshwaraha. And Karanam is ultimate Adhishtanam. And then he says, not only Akasha is Jagat Karanam, Akasha is Parovariyaha, the supreme and the greatest, and Anantaha, it is limitless also. So here by Parameshwara we mean not the Nirgunam Brahman, but we are meaning the Maya Sahitam, Maya Visittam, Brahmaiva Parameshwaraha Trauchyate. So with this, the discussion part of is over. So, we are still Saguna Upasana only. No Nirguna Upasana here. So, Upasana itself is Saguna Upasana. The final conclusion is what? Akashaha Parameshwaraha is the ultimate Ashraya of Udgita. Therefore, the final Ashraya of Udgita is Parameshwara. So, one should meditate upon the Parameshwara with the Udgita Alambanam. So, Udgita Alambane Parovariyatva Guna Visishtam Parameshwaram Upasita. One should do upasana and the later portion is only palashruti. What is the palam? Again the same rule. As the upasana is, so the palam. Here the upasana is what? Parameshwara. He is the greatest. And the palam is also the person will become greatest in the world. So, paraha bhavati, variyaha bhavati. He will become a sreshta purushaha. A great person. Not only asmin loke in this world, amushmin loke api, in the world beyond also, maranānantaram. So, yasmin kasmin loke saha jivati, tasmin saha paraha bhavati, pariyamscha bhavati. He will become great also everywhere, in all respects. So, mantras 2, 3 and 4 are only palashruti mantras. So, this section is concluded with this, tata amushmin loke lokaha iti. And now here also there is a small detail. There are two lokas here. Tata amushmin loke, there is one loka, and lokaha iti, second loka. So first loka is in that world. And the second loka is referring to the lifestyle. That is, his or her lifestyle in that world will be very great. So with this, the ninth section also is over. So, in the 8th and the 9th sections, we get Parovariyatva Guna Visishta Parameshwara Drishtya Udgita Upasana, which is discussed in the Akasha Adhikaranam of Brahma Sutra. Now, we will go to the next section. And the next two sections, they also should be taken together, the 10th section and the 11th section. Here, we get some upasanas on Sama Mantra Avayavas. The Sama Mantras, I mentioned actually earlier, the Sama Mantras are divided into either 5 parts according to one division or 7 parts according to another division. More about this we are going to see in the next chapter, second chapter of Chandogya Upanishad. And these Avayavas or parts are technically called bhaktihi. This also I introduced this term earlier. The word bhakti has got different meanings in different contexts. In Bhagavad Gita, bhakti means devotion. In Tarka Shastra, Mimamsa Shastra, etc., bhakti is secondary meaning for a particular thing. They say shakti and bhakti. Shakti means the primary meaning of a word. And bhakti is the secondary meaning of a word. Shankaracharya often uses this word in his bhashyas. And there is a third meaning also in this context. That is, Sama Mantra Avayavaha, a part of Sama Mantra itself is bhakti. It can be Pancha Bhaktikam Sama or Saptam Bhaktikam Sama. The names of them in the second chapter are going to be seen. For each bhakti, there is a name also. We are going to see all of them. For this discussion here in this chapter, we need to know the names of three bhaktis. They are, what are Prastava Bhakti, Udgita Bhakti, and Pratihara Bhakti. These are the three bhaktis that are to be known for this discussion now. We are going to see all the names and all in the second chapter in detail. So, Prastava Bhakti, Udgita Bhakti, and Pratihara Bhakti. And we will take an alambanam for upasana, all of them. So, what are the devatas? So, Prastava Alambane, Prana Upasana. Udgiva Alambane, Aditya Upasana. And Pratihara Alambane, Anna Upasana. So, three upasanas, three alambanams. So, Prastava, in that Prana is meditated upon. Udgita Alambanam, Aditya is meditated upon. And Pratihara Alambane, Anna, food. So, this section also is discussed in Brahma Sutras in 1.1.23, next sutra, that is called Prana Adhikaranam. That is another Adhikaranam, another topic, Prana Adhikaranam, that inquiry. There Shankaracharya establishes that Prana refers to Parameshwara. We will see that later also. And before starting the actual Upasana, in the 11th section, we get a story in this section also, 10th section. Akhyayika, they call it. So, leading to this upasana through a story. And certain values are also given in this story. And now, the hero of this story is a rishi. And the name of the rishi is called Ushastihi. So, it is called Ushasti Upakhyanam. That is another name also for this section, called Ushasti Upakhyanam. So, let us read the mantras 1 to 8 of section 10, where the story part comes. Dashama Khandaha.
मठचीहतेषु कुरुषूं आटिक्या सह जाययाम् उषस्तिर्हचाक्रायणः इव्यग्रामे प्रधानक उवाच सहेभ्यं कुल्माषाखादन्तं बिभिक्षे तग्म्होवाच नेथोन्ये विद्यन्ते यच्च एम इमे उपनिहिता इति एतेषां मे देहीति होवाच तानस्मै प्रददौ हन्तानुपानमिति उच्छिष्टं वै मे पीदग् स्यादिति होवाच न स्विदेते अप्युच्छिष्टा इति न वा अजीविष्यम् इमानकादन्निति होवाच कामो म उदपानमिति सह खादित्वाम् अतिशेषाञ्जायया आजहार साग्र एव सुभिक्षा बभूव तान् प्रतिगृह्य निदधौ सह प्रातः सञ्जिहान उवाच यद्भतान्नस्य लभेमहि धनमात्रां राजासौ यक्ष्यते स वा सर्वे समा सर्वैः आद्विज्यै प्रणीतेति तं जायो वाच हन्तपथे इम एव कल्माषा इति ता खादित्वा अमुं यज्ञं विततमेयाय तत्र उद्घातृनास्तावे स्तोष्यमाणान् उपोपविवेश सह प्रस्तोतारमुवाच
लाट् आफ् नेम्स् अण्ड् आल् दट् थिङ्ग् वि केन् सी वेरियस् डीटेल्स् सो दर् वास् ऋषि दिस् इस् स्टोरि Once upon a time, there was a rishi called Ushasti. His other name is Chakrayanaha. And he has a wife also. So both earned, both the rishi and his wife, they earned food from different places. And the wife was called Atiki. She is very efficient to get so many things from so many places. Very efficient person, that his wife. So what happened? There was a big hailstorm, Matachi, in the land of Kuru. So, and the rishi was in the village of an elephant mahot, Bibaha, so elephant. So, all crops were destroyed by the storm. There was a big famine. And Ushasti was without, you know, food for a long time. So, and then Pradranakaha, in a very, very miserable condition he was. So, he went to this village and met a person. There was a person there. And that person was eating kulmasha. Kulmasha means a black pulses, some food made of these black pulses, considered to be a very low food. And he asked for bhiksha of it. So this rishi, he was so hungry, he was so weak, he asked for bhiksha of that grain, and that food made of that grain. So kulmasha khadantam bibhikshe. And that mahout, he told, elephant mahout, he said, I don't have any more food outside of my plate. All the food is in my plate only. So whatever is in the plate only, I have. Since I have been eating this, what is left is uchishtam. So this, I have already eaten this food. So whatever is left is uchishtam anna, ichil, we call it. So I am a low class person and you are a great rishi. How can I offer this food to you? That was the question. Then Ushasti says, when there is acute hunger, all rules go away. And so please give me whatever you can. So then the Mahout gives some uchishtam food to the rishi. And when the rishi was consuming that, the Mahout had a glass of water, which was also uchishtam, and offers that uchishtam water also to him. Hanta yitam udapanam. Udapanam is water, some drink. At that time, Ushasti told him, very surprising, this is uchishtam, I won't drink. I will not take this. Then the Mahout asked, what is this peculiar thing? You took the kulmasha, that food made of that grain, which was also uchishtam, and you are not taking the water. Then the rishi says, in the case of kulmasha, I had no other alternative. I would have died. Nava ajivishyam. There, with the violation of rule was necessary. It was inevitable. So I did. But in the case of water, I had no necessity because water is available all over. The idea is what? Violation of a rule is allowed in exceptional cases, but we should not exploit it and extend it to all other cases. Thereafter, what happens? Ushasti takes some kulmasha in his hand without eating the whole thing and gives it to his wife. He was a very nice husband. So he took it to his wife. But the wife, Atiki, what she did? She is an expert in getting things done. So he finds the wife was already subhiksha babhuva. She has already taken a nice meal. She has managed to have some nice food. Subhiksha, not ordinary bhiksha, subhiksha. So what did she do? She received the kulmasha grain, the food from that, and kept it. Then what happened? When he got up the next day, he told her that a big yajna is being performed by a king. So Raja Yakshyate, one Raja is performing a big yajna, and Kinchit Annam Labemahi, Tarhi Dhanamatram Labemahi. If only I can get some food, Kinchit Annam Labemahi, if I get something, then I can take part in that yajna and get some dakshina also, so that he will have enough energy to go to that place and partake in that yajna. So, and he requested for food to her. And what she said, we have no other food except the kulmasha that you gave yesterday. So whatever he gave yesterday to her, she kept it in a place and so she gave that to him. So according to Shastra, the leftover food, the leftover of the leftover annam is called, you know, it is paryushitam annam. So this leftover of the leftover, paryushitam annam. So yatayamam gatarasam. Puti paryushitam chayate in Bhagavad Gita, uchishtama vichamedyam, bhojanam, bhojana is what? Tamasapriyam, Bhagavad Gita 17th chapter. So now Ushastihi does a second violation now. That is Paryushita Bhojanam. Earlier he had Uchishta Bhojanam. Now Paryushita Bhojanam also he is now doing. So Uchishta Bhojanam also is violation. And that is why in the Sandhyavandana Mantra, every day we say this. Yaduchishtama bhojamyastvadushcharitamamam sarvam ponantumam apaha asatancha pratigrahagga swaha. Every day we recite this because we take all kinds of food. So that way every day we have to do prachitam. So paryushitam is abhojyam. So ushasti does both violations. Here Shankaracharya says, what is the use of telling all these stories? You are telling all these stories, what is the use of them? Really speaking, when he goes to join the yajna only, the upasana portion comes. So why this story at all? And Shankaracharya tells the tatparyam here. One incidental value is what? One can violate rules in exceptional cases, but never make it regular. And the primary tatparyam is, Ushasti is a great upasaka. In fact, he alone is going to teach the following upasanas, namely the prastave, udgite, pratihare, all these upasanas he is going to teach only. Because he was a great upasaka, the violation of the rules did not affect him. So, saha papena asprishtaha abhavet. Papaha sparsham na abhavet. So, he did not get. So, both papas did not affect him. So, indirectly, this story is glorification of upasana. Upasana stutihi. Sandhyavandanam itself is a prayaschittam for many such papas. So, yadratriya papama karisham, yadanna papama karisham, manasa vachahastabhyam, padbhyam udarena shishna, for all of them we have prayaschittam. So, all prayers are prayaschittam only for such compelling situations, but not willful violations. One should be careful. So now when we come to the story, having taken part in the leftover food, he went to the yaga, done by the Raja, where there were priests from all four Vedas, in Samaveda, in Samaveda also, and each Veda is priest, specializes on one bhakti of Sama. So the Samaveda priests were there, and each one was specializing on one bhakti of Sama. And the one who sings the Prastava Sama is called Prastota. So Prastota sings Prastava. Udgata sings Udgita. And Pratiharta, he sings Pratihara. So the three priests were about to sing these three bhaktis respectively. So when Ushasti comes into the scene, that was said until the 8th mantra, we have seen. And from the 9th mantra onwards, Ushasti questions the three priests. He is asking them, do you know the devata of Prastava, Udgita and Pratihara? All the three priests, they did not know. And Ushasti says, if you sing the Sama without knowing the devata, what will happen? Your head will burst. Murdate vipatishyati. Same thing. Then all of them get frightened. So they prostrate to him and ask, what are the devatas for all this? So these are all mantras 9 to 11. Prastotarya devatam prastavamanvayattam tam chedavidvan prastoshyasi murdate vipatishyatiti evameva udgataramu vacham udgatarya devatam udgitamanvayattam tam chedavidvan udghasyasim murdhate vipatishyatitim evameva pratihartaramu vacham pratihartaryadevatam pratiharamanvayatta tam chedavidvan pratiharishyasi murdhate vipatishyatiti tehasamarataha tushnimasanchakrire iti dashamakandaha. This ends the 10th chapter. Here Ushasti is putting one question to each of the Samavedi priests. First one he addresses the Prastota in the 9th mantra. Then Udgata and Pratihata. He is asking them. He says, O Prastota, that is this Prastotarya. When you split this Prastota, Sambodhanaitis. O Prastota, do you know the Devata of Prastava? Prastava Bhakti. And you are supposed to sing the bhakti after knowing the devata only. So, Vidwan san prastoshyasi. knowing the Devata alone, you should sing. And if you don't know and sing, what will happen? Murdate vipatishyate. Your head will burst. And Prastoda was stunned. And he looked at the other priests. By that time, Ushasti asked them the same question to Udgata. And asked, Udgataraya Devata. Do you know the Devata Udgita Bhakti? And with that knowledge only, you should sing. Otherwise, again, your head will burst. And he asked the Pratihatta, the third bhakti. So, Pratihattariyam Devatam Anya Advayatta. Presides. So, the presiding Devata, the one who blesses. So, Anugata, so Anugraha and all these Tetha. So, that Devatam which follows Udgita. So, Pratihara Bhakti, so all that thing. So, if you sing Pratihara without the knowledge of that Devata, then again your head will burst. Then they closed their mouths, each one got scared. They closed their mouths, and since they did not know, and what did they do? What did they do then? The Upanishad says in the 11th mantra, Teha Samarataha. They suspended all activities. The whole yajna came to a stop. And what did they do? Tushnim Asam Chakrire. They sat quiet. Now the Yajamana has to run to Ushasti to make the decision. With this, the 10th section is over. So it is more a preparatory section for the main teaching of the 11th section, which gives the answers for the questions raised by Ushasti. So that we will read in the next webinar in this 11th chapter. The first three slokas that will give the meaning for this for the questions and will give elaboration also. Afterwards, which we'll see in the next webinar. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritilina seya parasamaheshwaraha. Sri Krishna, Namastu, Narayana.